Dear listeners, this podcast is created by the Linguistov team.
Order a free English lesson with us at www.linguistov.ru.
And if you want to share your opinion and ideas regarding our discussions, you can email us at info@linguistov.ru.
The first words I heard was, "What's wrong?"
No.
Great beginning for a podcast.
No, because I thought that probably Asia is still asleep.
Maybe she's like a somnambula.
Maybe she's still sleeping.
Yeah.
Is Asia real? Is this real? Oh my god.
Good, I like the versions. Yeah, I wish I could do it earlier, and I wish I could go somewhere
more exciting.
But
where are you going for vacation?
Egypt, guess.
It is the destination of all
what
Russian tourists.
What could be more exciting than Egypt?
Exactly. Sea is good in Egypt. I mean, the Red Sea, and it's a pretty good place to go diving or.
People are rebelling here, and you're going to be swimming.
That's the point. That's why it's really cheap.
Well, they have to be happy. They have to be happy for it because Asia brings money to the Egypt's economy.
I don't actually think that I bring money to Egypt.
Well, you're going to maybe spend some money there. Who knows?
No, so I don't. I'm not going.
You're not going. You're just going to lie on the beach. That's it.
Exactly.
I'm not going to spend my money there.
Because I don't have any. When I was in Egypt some years ago, one local guy told me that my name is translated as a surprise.
Cool. Okay.
From the Arabic, and actually, it is. I recently searched the internet. There was this. There's this Arabic word which means surprise, and when Muhammad or whatever his name was from the Islam religion was preaching to the new people, to other people, and when there was a nation which was reluctant to accept this religion, they said Asia, which meant bummer, surprise. I mean, bad surprise.
In Egypt, people who can speak Russian, they like to ask real Russians questions. Как дела? And Russians say, хорошо. And the Egyptians get a lot of fun of this, because хорошо in Arabic means poo.
Nice. Well, I guess that it's very easy to go sightseeing in a big city. Try to go sightseeing somewhere remote. I guess it's also possible. So, why only go sightseeing in big cities?
I suppose it would be just seeing. Sight.
No, I think that you are wrong. I think that in every place there are certain sights to see. Who knows? Because you're not familiar with that place.
Or you can discover sites.
Yes, you can. You can create your own sites.
Yeah.
Youngsters in Olonis do love creating their own sites. 6 or 7 years ago, they burnt a bridge, and for a few months, this burnt bridge was a site.
How did they burn a bridge?
Well, they set it afire.
It's clear. No, of course, they drowned it and it was burnt. No, of course, I understand that they set it on fire. It's clear. Well, how? What? So it was made of wood? Was it a big bridge? Was it a small? I need some details.
It's just made of matches.
It was It was quite a great bridge, but more important, it was a significant bridge. After it was burned, people had to walk like for half an hour to hour.
Oh, significant, you mean for the locals? Okay.
Uh-huh.
So you had a lot of tourists that came to Olonets in order to see this famous burnt bridge. I guess that was quite a very good boost for the local economy.
It could have been, but it wasn't. That's right.
Were they like, did you have some postcards with a burnt bridge? Local merchandise, like maybe t-shirts.
I doubt if
mugs.
If they, I doubt if they were photographs.
Olonets, the city of the famous burnt bridge. Is it still standing?
Of course it has been repaired.
You have to burn it again. Several years ago, I was in my dacha with my friends, and we decided to get some water from the stream. Mm-hmm. And I told them that there is very good water just by the river, so it was like a journey for us. We took the bottles, the kettles, and we went to take the water. Mm-hmm. And then when my friends saw the stream, they were like, is it drinkable? So they looked at this, you know, little, very little, a bit dirty stream, and they were like, is it drinkable? And I was like, yes, 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 you can drink it. But they were in a very big doubt. They were like, and then there was this neighbor passing by, and I was like, hey, lady, that's drinkable, yeah? Well, prove them that that's drinkable. And the lady was like, drinkable, drinkable. Today you are asking, yesterday Americans were asking. And my friends are like, Americans? Yeah, Americans came. They also photographed the stream. They told us, they asked us whether that was drinkable.
But you know, Is it real?
For real. And my dacha was like, you know, it's a very remote place. And I'm not saying what Americans were doing in Nabrnichelny. That's one question. But what they were doing in my dacha, that's another thing. And my friends were like, so even Americans came here to photograph this stream? And she was like, yeah. Well, and I presume maybe they were photographing and laughing. Like, look what they call it, drinkable water.
French friend Florian came here last year for New Year. He lives in Paris, and he came to Nabrzyniczelny. But Nabrzyniczelny is a specific place.
No Paris.
It's no Paris, right. But they have something in common, and that's the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, yes, I know.
By the way, yes, yeah. We don't only have one Eiffel Tower, we have two Eiffel Towers.
A few days ago, I saw a video on YouTube. It's a documentary how one song was recorded on a professional studio, and this song was written by a recently widowed 96-year-old American. Mm-hmm. Who actually wrote this song for a song contest on YouTube. And when the makers of this contest received this envelope with the lyrics for the song, not even recorded, just you know, the lyrics on the paper, they were so touched by the story of this man that they decided to record a song for him, and not only for him, for everybody. And so this documentary is about the making of this song and the story of this 96-year-old widower. And it just touched me. I mean, how sweet that guy is and how passionate he is about his wife. I don't know. It's just something that love is all about. You understand?
Sometimes you start doubting about whether that kind of thing is possible.
Exactly.
And when you encounter that in your real life, it's so sort of unreal.
Yeah, and the emotions, the feelings, you could say that they were absolutely authentic. They were absolutely genuine. I mean, you can't imitate such kind of thing. Do you believe in such kind of love?
I think that year after year, I doubt it very much.
So you're becoming skeptical, more and skeptical.
I think that I've always been a bit skeptical about it. I think that I had this kind of pink glasses, how do you call it, pink glasses, when I was still just a teenager. After that, when I started to be more conscious of, well, everything that was going on around me, I actually decided to myself that probably I'm not going to get married, because it's a different person that you're going to get involved with. And who knows what this whole thing is going to turn into. And it's kind of scary, because I don't think that it happens to everybody. I think that I will not get involved into this if I really don't feel the need in it.
But I think that the true love is a very dramatic feeling, actually. If we talk about all these emotions and usually some kind of stress, which always goes together with it. I'd prefer not to get involved with it. But I think you don't have to experience that sort of real love to get married. You can marry your friend, somebody who is nice to talk to. You don't have to be crazily in love with someone to make a family, I think. So I was really thinking about this guy who lost his wife after 75 years of a successful marriage. And I think he must be very strong. Even 75 years later, he still loves her. That's the most surprising thing, like how the emotions can be so strong.
Yeah.
What I love about him is that he doesn't seem to be very depressed. His loss, it's like, it's a natural consequence, and he seems to be okay with that. He's just thankful, I don't know, to God, to life, that he had a wife like that. It's not the depression, and it's not the sadness, it's just thankfulness.
Yeah, you can go to this video, and I think that you can purchase this song, Sweet Lorraine, on iTunes, so please go to iTunes and purchase it. The Adventures of Lola and Asia. Okay, the name of the story, I'm not sure yet, but for now it is called The Bloody Path to Satori. Part 1. Silence and sunlight fill the spacious room. The tatami-covered floor. Okay.
What's the sound?
Yes, what was it?
It was not even a computer, it was a typing machine.
I thought that this was some kind of a mechanical, I don't know.
Some kind of mechanical typewriter.
Yeah. What's wrong? What's going on, Daniel? Are you writing down the transcript? Are you going then to sell my story?
Daniel, do you have a typewriter for real?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, no.
What was the sound like? How were
it
you?
Was a, it was a lighter.
Oh, of course,
a lighter.
The first thing that you want to do when you listen to the story is to play.
I thought it wouldn't be heard. I will stop. I will
but
stop.
You were smoking while Lance was starting to read a story.
What was I talking about? The story. Yes, silence and sunlight filled the spacious room. The tatami-covered floor carried nothing on its shoulders. Traditional shoji completed the association with an empty carton box. Empty, except for a man, sitting at the exact middle of it. Accurately folded into the lotus position, his body was iron-stiff, yet somehow emanated calmness. The man's almond-shaped eyes were closed, his lips curled in a semi-smile. Semi-smile? I don't know. A thin grey beard adorned his face and was the only hairy part of his otherwise bald head. His long fingers, though still undoubtedly those of an aged man, lacked any signs of rheumatism, and his fingernails were each a perfect shape of oval that could fire up envy in any woman. The gust of wind touched the sleeves of his kimono and flattered its delicate fabric. The owner of the beautiful hands seemed not to have noticed it, and remained still like a statue of Bodhisattva. The shadow moved behind his back, but the man paid no heed to that. The metal shone, but he didn't look back. The cold steel sang, but he didn't move a limb to shield from it, or bend aside to avoid its murderous strike. The red splashes formed symbols on the floor, soaking in and moving further and further as if by their own will. And while the liquid moved, the air became still again. Is it possible that all this blood came from one man? Wondered one of the policemen who were leaving dirty traces on the ancient tatamis and trying to appear busy and involved. Inexperienced dimwit, thought Arthur. She and Lola exchanged meaningful glances. For someone, their presence on the scene of ruthless murder might seem odd and out of place. A regular New York girl and her cocker spaniel in the company of tough men with a bloody wall for a background. But to those who filled this room, it was her they set their hopes on, the only dog detective, Lola, and her loyal sidekick, Arthur. So this is the beginning.
I don't like cities, but I like New York.
Yeah, me too, I like it.
Quotation.
By whom? By Arthur?
By Madonna.
By Madonna? Oh, okay. Not familiar, sorry. Okay. That's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
Good.
It's been a strange one. Asha, could you please...
Dear listeners, if you want to improve your English...
Yeah.
You can visit our website, which is www.linguistov.ru. And if you want to share, and how does Daniel say it?
And you want to share your opinion and ideas regarding our discussions, please visit our website. Oh my god, I know all this by heart. The beginning and the end of our podcast. Oh.
I like myself there. I like, yeah. I sound good. So, yeah, dear listeners,
yeah.
If you are really interested in our project, and if you follow us in Vkontakte or on Facebook, you have probably seen the link to www.linguistov.ru. So go ahead and visit us. We have a lot of interesting and useful information, and you are very welcome to participate in our discussions, and if you have some questions, you can email them to us, and stay tuned.
We have listeners. I know that we do. So write to us to info@linguistov.ru. That would be great.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Have a good day. I hope to hear you next week.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, so long.
Lots of books and discussions at www.linguistov.ru.